Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Welcome to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. All of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. I want to apologize to you guys. Give me 1 second, guys, I'm doing one quick thing. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to do two things at once, and you know what they say. Guys can't multitask. Okay? I'm trying to. And I can't think on both sides. I'm trying to send someone a message, and at the same time, I'm trying to talk on the show. I need an assistant. That's what I need. If there's an assistant out there, someone who's going to assist me with the show, please call me and let me know. Send a message to the show. And you can do it, by telephone. You can help me by telephone if that works. But here it is. Okay, I'm done. Anyway, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, 818-301-5834. Now, I want to say that I want to apologize to everyone. I mean, everyone who's listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, everyone who's listening by cell phone, everyone who's listening through a landline. It's fine. And what I've been doing so much with Christmas and everything, trying to get a lot of things done around the house for Christmas, spending money like crazy, all this stuff, trying to get ready, right? We only have a week left. What's today? This time next week, it'll be Christmas, right? This time next week is Christmas. So we don't have long. And so I've been, trying to get things done, and have neglected the show, okay? I've neglected the show, and I'm sorry about that because a lot of people have been asking me, Frank, what's going on? I haven't gotten any messages about the show. You aren't doing the show anymore. Yeah, I'm still doing this show. I'll let you guys know when I shut the show down, okay? Which probably be years and years from now. Like a family reunion, right? So, I just have a lot going on, okay? And this morning I said, darn it, I'm going to do the show today, regardless of what I have going. I'll just get my stuff in. Stuff in afterwards. And so that's my thing. I'll get my stuff in after the show. Okay. But we will be doing the show 10:30 over the next few days. And then I believe on next week before Christmas, I may do the show at a later time, okay? At a later time, but you know, don't change until I change. I tell you to change, okay? Anyway, let's get into the show, all right? Today's show is entitled, The Flu Shot, Should We or Should We Not Get It? Okay, should we or should we not get a flu shot? Okay, and what I'm going to do is I have a caller from the 646 area code, the first three digits of 824. I'm going to put the caller on in just a minute. Before I do that, the flu shot, should we or should we not get it? Okay, I don't think that we should. Okay, and I say that because people are getting sick from the flu shot. I know a young lady right now, her sister is in the hospital from taking the flu shot. She's got a little fluid on her lung, and she's in the hospital because she has shortness of breath, so they took her to the hospital, and they kept her. Okay, and you know, 3 days later, she's still there, and they're saying that she's got the flu. And they're worried about it turning into pneumonia. You've got the flu, or you didn't have the flu, but you took the shot, and now you have the flu, and you have to go to the hospital. I mean, what kind of stuff is that? It's terrible because we don't know what's in these flu shots. Okay, you just go down to the pharmacy, you know, Walgreens or wherever, CVS or wherever, and say, okay, you pull your shirt sleeve up. I don't know how they do it. I never had one. I never encouraged anyone in my family to get a flu shot. Kids, nothing. So I don't know how they do it. I don't know if they shoot you in the arm or shoot you in the butt. I don't know. But regardless of that, you don't know what they're putting in your body. And that's what scares me. Because you don't know what they're putting in your body. And once you put something in your body, you can't just go and pluck it out like it's just sitting under your skin. Okay? When they shoot that stuff into your body, it goes into your bloodstream. And then who knows excuse me, who knows how long it takes for that to get out of your body. So when they shoot this flu shot into your skin or into your body, you don't know what they're putting in there. That's like drinking the Kool-Aid with Jim Jones. Y'all remember Jim Jones and the guy in a cult? Well, Jim Jones talked all those folks into drinking his Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid was poison. And a lot of people died. Hey, don't get me wrong now. I'm not saying that y'all going to die if you take this flu shot. Don't send me there. But all I'm saying is you do not know what they're putting in your body. It ain't like you went to the doctor and the doctor said, okay, Frank, since you have this, I'm going to prescribe this for you. Go down to the pharmacy and get it. And the pharmacist, he'll tell you exactly what you're getting. Okay? It's not like that. It's the way it is that you don't know what they're giving you to put in your body. Now let's go to our caller from the 646 area code. The first three digits are 824. I think I know this guy. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead with your comment.
Hey, Frank, this is Norman Hardaway. Glad to be on the show. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you to you and yours. And on your subject, I totally agree. That's why we are friends, because I don't know what it is, but we kind of think the same kind of way, because, man, I wouldn't be taking no flu shot. Ain't never taking no flu shot. We'll never take a flu shot. Never had my family take one. And even when they slipped behind my back and took one, they got the flu. But, ain't no... And when they got the flu, I was like, well, you need to go downstairs somewhere. Don't be around me, because you done took that flu shot. Told you not to take it, but you went on and did it. There, you got to suffer the consequences. But I ain't finna suffer with you. I'm not finna suffer with you. But, yeah, man, listen, I like to live. But, it's some things about the government and I served in the military. I love the United States of America, love it to death. But when it comes to the flu shot and anything like it, when it comes to that nature, I totally agree with you, Frank. I will not do it. Will not do it. Will not ever do it, you know. Me, myself, I'd be scared to go to the doctor because, like you said, I'm not no scientist. I'm not a doctor. I don't know what's going on, man. I'd rather go to, before I go to the doctor, I call some of the elders of the family, of my family, and ask them what should I do, you know, since my mom is gone. I'd be like, well, what should I do? I'm feeling this kind of way. What should I do? And, I do their remedy before I do a doctor's remedy. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I appreciate you, Kyle Hart. Hey, happy holidays to you. And tell Tracy we said hello. Hey, man, take care of yourself and keep listening to the show, bud. So, again, guys, what happened?
I'm not sure. I guess everything's still going. I mean, my everything went totally blank. I don't know why, but it looks like we're still up on the show. Anyway, so, again, that's exactly right. That's what I was saying, is that, we don't know what they're putting in our bodies through this flu shot. They just say, hey, we give them out a flu shot down at your local pharmacy. Go down and pay them $25 and get it. Man, come on. You know, when we were growing up, we got a cold or the flu. We dealt with it. You know, you take you a few days and you might have your cold and your hot sweats going on, but you take everything you can figure to take. And just like the caller said, I used to call my mom and say, what's going on, and she'd tell you exactly what to do. Well, you put your little honey in here, get your little lemon juice, put your little liquor in it, and this and that, and drink that. Now you take your little Tylenol or whatever. That flu stuff, something that was real good for the flu was this product called Theraflu. Theraflu was excellent for the flu. And at least it helped me and my family get through the flu. And that stuff worked. But now they've taken it off the shelf. They don't sell Theraflu anymore. But they want you to come and spend $25 and take a flu shot. I'm not with that. Okay? And I heard that the military is required to take a flu shot. Military people are required to take a flu shot. What kind of stuff is that? Hey, if I don't want to take a flu shot, I shouldn't be forced to take a flu shot. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's going on now in government? Like I said, who knows what they're putting in your body? You know, we keep hearing stuff about, you know, microchips going into our bodies. All this kind of stuff that the government wants to put in your body. That's a rumor, but hey, the flu shot could be a way to put that microchip in your body. That could be a way to put that microchip in your body. Who knows? Maybe far-fetched, maybe not. But this flu shot, I don't think that anyone should get it. I don't think anyone should get that flu shot. And like I said, I have a friend right now whose sister is in the hospital ill from the flu shot. Now, they aren't saying that it was the flu shot, but she said that she took a flu shot a little over a week ago. Now everyone's bodies are different. So if someone gives you a flu shot and then gives me a flu shot, now your body's not my body, so our bodies aren't going to react the same. People are going to get sick from this shot. And then they're saying that now they're not as potent as what they were before. So, I mean, who wants to do that? Guys, what I recommend, you get you a good multivitamin, a good all-natural multivitamin, which is something I take every day, and you have on hand. In your cabinet, you have on hand Echinacea. Echinacea is spelled E-C-H-I-N-A-C-E-A. Echinacea is a natural immune system builder. So when you start to feel that sore throat coming on, you need to get to that cabinet and get some echinacea in your body as soon as you can. Take the recommended dose. It's in the pharmacy. It's in these drug stores. Go there and ask for it and get it. I take a pill form of echinacea. And they say when as soon as you start feeling this soreness coming into your throat, and everyone knows that you can feel it. It's your body is just like a car. I'm teaching here now. Your body is just like a car. When your car starts to, when that light comes on your car and says something, alternator or whatever it says, when that light comes on, that's your warning signal that you need to take it and get it repaired. That's a warning signal, right? Now, your body, when your throat starts to hurt, that's your warning signal. That's telling you, your body's telling you that, hey, something's not right. Okay? And at this time of year, you equate that to being the flu or a cold coming on. So that's why once I feel that sore throat coming, I go to my cabinet and take some pills of this echinacea, all natural echinacea. And when I take that, that automatically goes in my body and that boosts your immune system. Okay? That boosts your immune system. So your immune system is what's in there fighting off the flu right now. If you're feeling that sore throat coming on, your immune system is fighting right now. And once the echinacea goes in there, and it stands behind your immune system to give it that boost, that's going to keep that flu off of you, keep you from losing time at work. keep you from losing quality time, keep you from sitting in laying in the bed for a day or two, having cold and hot sweats. That's what you have to do, guys. We didn't have flu shots growing up. We didn't even know about no flu shots. All you knew is you had the flu. He got the flu. Yeah, on, he got the flu. Stay away from me, you got the flu. That's how it was. But we dealt with it. We lived up to now, right? Without this flu shot. Keep going, guys. Now, I'm just about out of time. I got about a minute left in the show. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place, 10:30 a.m. I got a great show for you tomorrow. I got some stuff lined up. Coming up tomorrow, 10:30 a.m. Right here on the Frank Williams Show. It's Frank. I'm over. Are you there?